This is the Composer's Datebook for December 12th. I'm John Burridge. La Valse, one of the most popular orchestral works of Maurice Ravel, was performed for the first time on this day in 1920 by the Lamoureux Orchestra in Paris, conducted by Camille Chaviard. Ravel's score was subtitled A Choreographic Poem for Orchestra in the Tempo of the Viennese Waltz. La Valse is a far more impressionistic work than any of the waltzes by the Strauss family, and it's certainly darker. Ravel himself said, I had intended this work to be a kind of apotheosis of the Viennese waltz, with which was associated in my imagination an impression of a fantastic and fatal kind of dervish's dance. La Valse was written for the great ballet impresario Serge Diaghilev, who apparently found it undanceable, and his failure to stage La Valse caused a serious rift in his friendship with Ravel. The contemporary composer Judith Lang Zamont is an unabashed Ravel enthusiast. Ravel's music defines gorgeous, says Zamont. It's beguiling to the ear and sensuous. His textures are built in thin layers like a Napoleon pastry, and his intricate surfaces, beautifully worked out, shine and fascinate. For many years, Judith Lang Zamont taught composition at the University of Minnesota, and her own original solo piano, chamber, and orchestral works have found their way into concert halls and recordings. Composer's Datebook is supported by T. Rowe Price, offering a strategic investing approach that examines investment opportunities firsthand. Institutions, advisors, employers, and individuals choose T. Rowe Price. T. Rowe Price. Invest with confidence. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.